Several stories are common to the papers this morning. Graham Dwyer's appeal, the Texas school shooting, the death of Ray Liotta, and the curious case of the man who lost his memory. The news that Graham Dwyer has been cleared to appeal his conviction for murder is the main front page report in the Irish Daily Mirror, with the subheadline, "Mobile Phone Ruling is a Horror Story for Victim's Family." Reporting on the Texas school shooting, the Irish Daily Star says that the husband of one of the teachers who was shot himself died of a heart attack yesterday. The Herald reports his family said he died of grief. The couple had four teenage children. In the Irish Daily Mail, Brenda Power refers to a name which probably occurred to people over a certain age when they heard of the Texas shooting this week, Dunblane. The Scottish town where a gunman killed 15 children and their teacher 26 years ago. After that, Brenda Power says the British brought in stricter gun control laws. The headline in her piece reads, US will pay for the right to keep guns with the lives of their young. The front page of The Examiner is dominated by a dramatic photo of actor Ray Liotta from the 1990 gangster movie Goodfellas. His death was announced yesterday. The Irish Daily Mirror tells us that Ray Liotta was born to an Irish woman, given up for adoption and adopted by an Irish Scots woman. He was always troubled by being adopted and hired a private investigator to find his birth mother. When they eventually met, he finally understood why she felt she couldn't keep him. The Irish News carries a court report in which a nursing auxiliary admitted to taking the house keys of an elderly patient in hospital and then going and stealing from her home. On the front page of the Irish Independent, the news that the plan for Dr. Tony Holohan to go to Trinity College with his salary being paid by the government was not a one-off. The Independent says that, for example, one former senior civil servant has been seconded to Maynooth University, with the Exchequer providing money to the university for his salary. The headline there reads, €216,000 role was created for civil servant on secondment. Another government funding story also makes the front page of the Irish Independent. According to the paper, a new initiative has been announced to tackle dereliction in rural towns and villages. Local authorities are going to get money to renovate old convents, banks, post offices and cinemas. Each county council will get €400,000. The Irish Times has more on the raid on gas story. The paper says that proposed new conveyancing laws will require homeowners to test for the gas before selling. For an uplifting picture of the day, go to the front page of the Irish Times, where Alan Betson has captured the laughter between singers Enya, Moya Brennan and their mother Baba at DCU yesterday. They were there because Moya was being conferred with an honorary doctorate. For a bizarre picture of the day, go to the Irish Daily Mail, where they have a photo of a collie suit. That's a costume a Japanese YouTuber had made that allows him to pretend to be a collie dog. It cost him almost €15,000, and now he can stand on all fours, beg, and roll around the floor. Most of the papers carry the story of the man in his 60s who presented to a hospital in Limerick. He had lost his memory, having made love to his wife. The Irish Examiner has the collectible headline over that story, "Post-coital pensioner with amnesia rushed to hospital." And the Irish Sun leads with another love-making story. It's about a British footballer being in bed beside a woman who isn't his fiancée. Even though the footballer was asleep, someone very kindly took a photo of the moment so he wouldn't forget.